This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to a special episode of Bleach Boys. I'm going to title this one "Twas the Night Before Bleach Core 2" because that was on Saturday. Yeah. So, but we're here to talk about the Anime Expo announcements that came out for Bleach, the new video game that's coming up, and a couple of the freebies that we have laying around. Woo! That you might see be given away at a later date. So, a little bit of a taste, as always, joined by Jose and Pythes. What is up, everybody?
Hello.
I'm tired, man.
I feel that it is the day after 4th of July, so it'd be like that.
Dude, I was out in the sun all fucking day, dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that'll get to you. That'll get to you really hard. So I was at Anime Expo all weekend. I tried my damnedest to get a Marita signature for both me and Jose. A lot of everything Bleach was, it's going to be two. My girlfriend's there. She was basically the stand-in Jose. So same thing. Bleach skateboard, you were only allowed to get one per person. No problem. I got my girlfriend.
Oh,
here.
Oh, my God. See, I was so worried about that. And I was like, damn, dude.
So I gave her my debit card. I took the credit card, and we just went to work. So it was great work all the way around. So we got the Bleach skateboard, and then they were handing out all kinds of shit for Bleach all convention. But weirdly enough, Bleach did not have a booth or any sort of significant presence. Naruto had a full-on booth. Full Nine Tails statue.
Saw the giant Nine Tails.
Naruto
just right
Storm
there.
Connections, wall scrolls given away, like all kinds of stuff. One Piece had a huge fucking, they always have a booth.
One Piece is.
But One Piece had a huge
there.
Booth, statues, everything likes. The only representation from Bleach was Viz had a couple stuff they were giving away. Hulu had some Bleach stuff set up. And that's where that picture came from with the two Shikai blades.
Yeah.
Or the true Shikai that I was holding. And then I think it might have also been Hulu, but a different booth. I think also Hulu had a photo op set up where it's like you can a green screen and they'll put you in with Ichigo or whatever.
Oh, that's actually really badass. How long was the line?
No line. Oh. No line. Yeah. We walked in on the last day and took
I'm
a picture.
I'm kind of hurt.
So I'll post all those pictures up on the Instagram and Twitter. So I have they have a big wall with like the Stern Renders and the Soul Reapers on one side. Then they have the green screen where you take the picture. And then they have the true Shikai blades that you can do. And that was about it for Bleach representation, aside from maybe like a picture on a wall somewhere. But Hulu was doing most of the advertisement for Bleach.
Let's go.
So in terms of trying to get a signature for Marita, I made a video for it. I don't know if it'll be out before this video, but there was a whole bunch of drama with collecting the autographs. So I don't know if you guys know how autographs normally work at conventions. Normally it's a lottery system where it's just kind of random and you hope and you fingers crossed hope to get the best and you can get your signature. Anime Expo does it old school where you can line up for it. And victory goes to whoever is the scummiest.
That reminds me of console wars.
Yes, exactly. It's like the early console release stuff where people are waiting, you know, 3 days beforehand to be the first person to get their Xbox 360, you know, that kind of World of Warcraft.
Remember JJ and his family?
Yes, yeah.
With World of Warcraft? What is it? Fries.
Fries,
oh,
yep.
My God.
So it's just that kind of
dedication
level of stuff. Unfortunately, day one, so he did 2 days, and how it works is he will do 75 guaranteed signatures, and then there will be 50 people who will get standby tickets, and the standby tickets is if he has enough time, if he feels like doing it, he'll hit the standby. So there might have been, supposedly maybe, a Funko Pop collector, reseller group that had one or two people waiting in line every day since the con began.
Jesus.
And basically what happens is 8 a.m. the tickets begin, and then at 1 p.m. they shut down the ticket booth. Like that's it. They're sold out way before 1 p.m. is, heaven forbid, nothing gets sold, they'll shut it down. So starting at 1 p.m. they will then take all the spots there. An hour or two for the Marita days, at least an hour or two the first day, they had 30 people show up right before and all show up right to the front of the line to join that person, and they bought all of the tickets.
I would have
all of
someone.
The tickets all the way across.
I would have
the
fought
board.
Someone.
So then the second day that he was doing a signing, and I guess all these people that were also part of that 30-person group, you're supposed to only get one thing signed, but classic Japanese people, they don't want to say no. So they were like making them sign 2, 3, 4, like taking up all the
Damn.
Time. So from what I heard, Marita did not even get through the 75 guaranteed signatures the first day. So even if you got a ticket, there was a chance you didn't get it.
Damn, that's so fucked up.
Yeah.
That's scummy, man.
Super scum. And then on the second day, in retaliation to that, a couple of, I don't think these people did anything wrong. I've heard mixed reviews on the second group that was here, but a group of probably 30 people as well, this time all set up like lawn chairs and just fucking sat there from 3 p.m. the day before for the second one. Just sat there the whole night and just took up all of them. And then, of course, you know, we talked to these people and I, you know, was like, hey, you know, like we were just asking what they were doing and things like that. And they said that they were so pissed at what happened the first day that they're all sitting here to make sure that, again, and they already talked to security, they're making sure that nobody else gets in. But of course, when push came to shove, a couple of their friends showed up per person.
Oh my God. So
and there
just
goes
more.
All the tickets. Yeah. So it was next impossible to get a ticket. Next impossible. So if you did get one, I mean, my fucking congratulations to you, but it was a real scumbag competition that was happening there. So,
well, Sam, I guess you just didn't want it hard enough.
I seriously debated it. I was like, we went there at 5 p.m. and I was like, you know, I could sit here because we were like right behind these guys.
But you would wait till
I could totally,
the next
5
day.
5 p.m. to 8 a.m. is what I would be waiting there if I wanted to.
Jesus.
But we had a concert that we had to go to. We had Katie needed to go do Japanese homework and this kind of stuff. It's like we had other stuff. We have a hotel set up for the next day. I can't sit there. I can't. I'm not going to sleep in downtown L.A., you know, next to all these nerds, whatever. So I didn't want it bad enough. I agree.
Look, I'm not saying you should have waited. I'm saying you should have kidnapped him. And
well, I guess the first day a lot of people were just jumping to the front of the line. I guess I should have just done that. The problem is I'm too tall and I'm too noticeable.
That is true. We should have sent the sleeper agent,
yeah.
Katie.
I can't go in with the masses and just like kind of maneuver in really quick. I step anywhere, it's him. He fucking did it. I'm just fucking done, dude. It's game over. I'm 6'6", bald guy. It's like it's done.
Should have done
but
what we did
what
last
made
year.
Katie so good because when they were handing out like bleach posters and stuff like that, she was fucking mobbing them, dude. And she has she has no problem being an asshole and just going like, oh, look at all these bleach badges right here. Womp. Just like I'm like, what is wrong with you? And she's just like, I'm getting it for you. It's like, yeah, thank you. But
what a homie.
Shit.
What a homie.
Yeah, she has no self control at all. So that leads us today, or the Bleach Thousand Year Blood War Core 2 panel. And now this was quite a funny panel. First of all, Morita was an awesome guy, 10 out of 10. He really played to the crowd. He was so energetic, so nice. I actually took a couple of clips of him doing voice lines because it was funny. All the other panels that we sat through three panels. All the other panels of the day, they were like strict, no recording, no nothing. The host for this one, where there's two. There's one guy who I've seen host
the dude with the mustache and the like blazer.
Yeah. There's one guy who I've seen host a whole fuck ton of Viz Media panels. Like he always hosts, and I think he was Uriah Brown, I believe is his name.
I think so.
And the other guy is Godswill Ugwa. That's at least what I posted on Twitter. Which Godswill Ugwa had not watched Thousand Year Blood War, which comes to a really funny moment later. But he was like, hey, just a heads up, you guys can take photos and stuff like that and like record, but there's going to be four times that you can't do it. He kept forgetting to tell us when
so
those four times
were still going.
So I was full on recording voice lines of like him, like Morita doing his, you know, voices from the show and all that kind of stuff. And then he had to stop for a second after the first two. He was like, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, no recording for this part.
You're like,
whoops. And then everybody was like, okay.
Was
like,
at least
it
was respectful.
Footage. Everybody took, and they were good sports about it. I think people were on their best behavior when they were showing the previews, which I think is what they were most concerned about. But it's like they also didn't want, you know, they wanted it to be a special thing for the people that were at the panel. So it was cool. Can you continue on? It starts off with advertisements, of course. They're talking about the merch that they're giving away. They were giving away a tote bag, lanyard, substitute Soul Reaper badge, and then a skate deck, which is actually not an exclusive to the convention. It's going to go on sale later. They have a whole slate of probably like 10 products for Thousand Year Blood War that's going to go on sale. And they range from shirts, skate decks. One looked like a director's chair that was like Thousand Year Blood War. It was strange. And then they talk about the Uniqlo collab that's coming soon, which I have already seen pictures of that, and it looks like shit.
I feel the same way about that one. I'm like, eh, it's
It just like Uniqlo back in the day, like this is a Uniqlo shirt. They used to do fucking some killer designs, like they really did. Now it's just like they just put the poster.
I feel
on
like
a shirt.
It's copy paste.
Yeah, they just put the poster on the shirt. It's like, which is a cool, I guess, but it's like I could go get that from the fucking reseller at Redbubble, like for $2. You know, like why would I do that? Then they talk about the Bleach Q Posket. I don't know how you pronounce her Posque. It's the shitty looking little chibi figures. I have a picture of it on my Twitter. I'll repost it on the Instagram and all that stuff as well when the episode drops. They look horrible. I mean, I don't know who they for, but I also saw some of those shitty action figure ones that like you get from Target, like the Anime Heroes line, and I bought some for Bleach. They were hilarious.
Oh.
They look so horrible. So Marina makes
them?
I have them not in the room. I have them upstairs.
Cool.
So yeah.
You disappointed me.
Sorry, Pythes. But they'll be on the socials. I'll post pictures of it all. You can see all my, I bought so much Bleach merch at Anime Expo. So much. It's all, probably three quarters of what I bought is Bleach stuff.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I am now talking to Sam editing the video in the future. Please put pictures up now.
Got it. Will do. Will do. For the video, I'll put the pictures up. And then we get to the Marita Q&A. So some of these questions were interesting. Some of them I feel like they double dipped. But Marita was such a good sport about it all the way through and through. First thing is just basically asking him how he was enjoying AX. He said he's been having lots of fun meeting people. And then they asked the best thing about American conventions, of course. They're going to try and cater it to the people that are there.
Yeah.
And he said that walking around at American conventions is interesting because he sees basically pockets of people enjoying the conventions in their own way. Where, like, Japanese people, you know, is streamlined, dog. Like, here's what you're going to do. Here's what you're going to do. And, like, this one, like, some people are here to meet friends. Some people are there for food. Some people are there for merch, you know, so on and so forth. So he really liked that portion of it. Next question was, what's his favorite thing about playing Ichigo? Which I think this was a bit of a long one here. He said, something I've been feeling since working on Thousand of Blood War with this. People who used to watch Bleach as kids are now watching as adults.
This is true. Yep. We are that result.
Yep. So the feelings are stronger. And it's been really nice to feel that. When watching Bleach as kids, did anyone pretend to be Ichigo Kurosaki? Did anyone to pretend to be Toshiro? And then everybody cheered.
Yeah.
The crowd was so good. A lot of the crowd, so we sat through, us personally, we sat through a Persona panel, which I got to see Matt Mercer, who's a fucking awesome
Matt
guy.
Oh, Matt Mercer was there?
Yeah, he was there for the panel, so that was a nice surprise. Then we sat through an Aniplex / A1 Pictures panel, which it's all right. They did a little bit of behind the scenes of like what goes into making an anime. That was a little bit of a snooze fest, but if that's your thing, it was enjoyable. But almost everybody was there for Bleach. They filled the room to capacity. Bleach was not in the main events hall this year. They were in the Petrie Hall, which is like the step down.
A little bit smaller?
Yeah. A little bit smaller. Actually, way smaller. The main events hall is huge. Don't know why, but some people weren't able to get in. So a little bit sad on
Bummer.
That one. Then let's see. We went to the voice acting time, which I'll go ahead and throw those into the video and we'll throw it into the audio recording as well. And then this is the time where we get told stop recording because they forgot to tell everybody to not record. And then we do a group chant for Getsuga Tensho and Bankai, which was really, really cool. And everybody was totally into it. The whole fucking crowd just screamed.
Was Katie into it?
No, she was not into it. So then he said, the next question was, do you feel like you're Ichigo in any way? And I like this answer a lot. He says, I actually think there's no part of Ichigo that is like me, but there are parts that I like of him. And he's a child of few words. He doesn't speak up a lot, but he's thinking a lot in his mind. He's a boy who thinks ahead, multiple steps of others. So when Ichigo does act, others might not follow or understand. So when something does occur later, that's eventually when they realize, oh, that's what he was thinking. And so those kind of deep thoughts, thoughtful parts of Ichigo, I really like. I'm not really someone who thinks ahead. I forget things that happened 3 minutes ago.
He's so honest.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, hey, fucking same here, dog. Absolutely same here. Yes, what's the favorite scene in Thousand Year Blood War? Which is where you start to see that Marita-san's a little bit of a simp here. It's a scene you all like as well. So the scene where Yamamoto's Bankai comes out, those visuals are amazing. They blow you away. This is where we found out that one of the hosts had not seen Thousand Year Blood War because Marita asked him, like, oh, have you guys seen it? Like talking to the host, which, you know, normally they don't fucking do. And one of them was like, oh no, I haven't seen it yet. And the crowd just goes, boo.
They booed his ass.
They all fucking booed him. I was like, oh, that is harsh, man. That is really harsh. Following that, if you didn't play Ichigo, who would you want to play? And he says that playing Ichigo is a lot of responsibility, but my very favorite character is Yamamoto.
Oh,
when I'm
my God.
Old, I want to be an actor who fits characters like Yamamoto.
Yeah.
That's a
Bleach,
great answer.
The Bleach remake is going to have him as Yamamoto.
Dude, totally. Like way down the line, like generations from now, they're going to be like, hey, we're redoing Bleach. Marita-san's going to come back and be Yama. It's like, oh, shit.
That'll make me so happy.
Yeah, although I don't know if I could do Ichigo not being Marita, dude. That's the boy. And then this is when you found out that. So this happened last year as well. I'm going to give you guys a pro tip. If you guys are ever at Anime Expo and you're going to a Bleach panel. Jose, you were there last year, so you can attest. Do not wait for the Bleach panel inside of the room if you are cosplaying. If you are cosplaying, wait for the actual panel to, like, you want to be in line for the panel outside. You don't want to be inside being a no-lifer. Because last year and this year again, they do a contest for cosplayers. And they'll pick 10 people at random. And even if you don't fucking win, you get prizes.
Yeah, they gave everyone fucking prizes. Yeah.
And they did that again this year. And it was only to the people who are not already in the room. Because they're having their people go out and give them to the people in the line. So, like, some of us who are already sitting in there since this morning, not a chance.
Yeah.
And people are pissed. You can hear them go, like, what? Like, we were in here the whole time. So, dress up. wait in line for the panel. You're going to have shitty seats, but then your luck's better.
Should I gamble on that next year?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh, dude, my God. 100%. If they have a panel, cosplay, and you need to wait in the line, like, outside.
I will do Thousand Year Blood War Grimmjow next year because I'm trying to get as in shape as possible.
There you go. They were giving people bathroom tickets in the Petri Hall because there's no bathroom in there. So take a bathroom ticket, go wait your ass in line outside, and then hope that you get given the ticket. Because they all got, this is a spoiler alert for later in the panel, they all got signed Thousand Year Blood War posters from Merida, and then the top three got a whole fucking swag bag of, like, exclusive merch, like a whole bag full of it.
God damn. Mm-hmm.
It was, like, nicely signed in gold pen and everything. Oh. It was crazy.
Congrats to whoever won.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the cosplay that won?
I can tell you. So the cosplay, so here's a really funny story. So they were doing a Bankai competition where basically you go up, you say Bankai, and whoever says it the best as judged by Morita-san, he will pick the top three.
Oh, okay.
So he was asking, they all came up and said Bankai. There was two that were really good. One guy did his Bankai in Japanese. I believe it was a Shunsui cosplayer.
Ooh.
It was very impressive. The last person that went was a Soifon. Amazing Soifon cosplay. I don't know who it was. She did hers also in Japanese, and she killed it. A lot of people, you could tell, were a little bit nervous. She walked up, fucking said it in Japanese, walked the line. I was like, holy shit.
Well, Grimmjow doesn't have a fucking Bankai.
Yeah. But it was amazing. Yeah. She was really good. She did not win. She did not even get top three. But I thought she was incredible. So whoever that was, if you're listening, watching, a fucking congratulations, honestly. I would have picked you to win the whole thing.
Here's the question, Sam. Mm-hmm. So to get that swag bag, mm-hmm. how many of them did you beat up and steal?
Okay, Pythes, no joke. When I was leaving, the Rukia and the Orihime that was part of it, they were both just standing near the exit taking pictures. I could have yoinked that shit so hard. I could have easily grabbed that shit and ran out the door, dog. But yeah, it was really cool seeing. Really, really. All jokes, by the way. I would never do that. But yeah, they were showing it off and people were taking pictures of it. It was some cool shit. So the people who won, this is where the funny story comes in. Merida was asking his translator, like, okay, so I'm picking top three. His translator, who is with him at all times, she thought he said number three, like, because they were given numbers. So some guy dressed up as Tozen, who, it was a very good cosplay. Very, very, very good cosplay.
Hollow Tozen?
Just regular Tozen. Like Soul Society version of Tozen. He, like, everybody cheered, like, yeah, like, oh, good job. And then they're like, oh, wait, I didn't, like, the translator's like, oh, I misspoke. That's not what he wanted. And
damn, dude, awkward. I would have been so.
It was awkward. And so luckily the one host for Viz Media that does all the Viz things, he's like, oh, okay, well, don't worry about it. We'll still get you a prize. We'll make sure you're taken care of. You know, like, that's our bad.
Good guy but coming in.
Then Morita-san was like, no, like, keep him top three then. Keep him top three. So then Morita-san let him stay his top three. So then Morita-san, who is he going to pick next? A Rukia.
Of course, you know.
And then who else is he going to pick? An Ichigo.
Ichigo, the winner?
The Rukia one was pretty good. I give it to the Rukia. The Ichigo one sucked. But he got to the last pick, and he was like, I'm going to pick someone who said it closest to how I say it, and that's why he picked Ichigo.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Which, you know, congratulations to the Ichigo. And then here's even more congratulations to the Ichigo. This is where it gets really funny. So they decide the winner, like the winner, because the top person gets a grand prize, which is just a bigger swag bag. They decide it by cheers, which I fucking hate when they do that. So they're like, all right, let's do it by cheers. So everybody went apeshit for the Tozen guy, because obviously they feel fucking bad for him, dude. They're like, oh, this poor guy. So everybody rallies behind this Tozen guy. He gets the most cheers. So then Morita-san, who does not understand English or what is going on, is handing out the prizes. He gives the grand prize to Ichigo. And homeboy took it home. I saw him on Twitter later. He took it home. He had the full thing. I was like, me and my girlfriend watched this. Like, does he know he didn't win? And nobody stepped in.
Every man for
nobody
themselves.
Nobody said anything. The two people, the second and third, they got a smaller one. His had a big ass box in it. And he totally took it home. He was like, yeah, I got
this
box.
Did he unbox it?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. But he totally took it home. And he was not the winner. It was like a scarf, I think a glass mug, and like something else. I forget what it was. But it was just like Japanese exclusive merch. So it was cool. Going back to the questions for Merida here, because obviously congratulations to those people, you fuckers, but I really wanted one. why do you think people love Ichigo so much? And then he says, I think all of you came to love Ichigo for a different number of reasons. I think the number one reason is Ichigo's strength. And the strength isn't just physical, but the strength of his character. I think you can all empathize with Ichigo, who has been through about or who has gone through all that tough training, but he will slowly but surely grow with it. So I think you watch that as you're all fighting every day with your own needs so you can support him through those experiences, which is very true.
I agree.
Very, very true. Let's see. Then we get, oh, so I'm going through my live replay of the fucking what happened with the group Bankai thing. Then we get the new key visual, which is this visual right here on the TV. That's the new key visual that was shown at the Anime Expo, which they tweeted out almost instantly the moment.
Yeah,
the
they did. I remember so, everyone was showing it.
Then we get our first sneak peek here. So this is going to be very minor spoilers for episode one. So if you don't want to hear it, I'll put a white block or something on the screen, and then you can tune back in. But we get the announcement of it's called Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War, The Separation. And it basically, this one was hard to explain in Twitter format. So I just kind of, you know, spark notes it. It shows the birth of Yuha Baha and how he basically, like, it shows all these little sperms and stuff and coming in and how his soul was formed and his body came and then he was a little baby. And then all these people were raising him up with their hands and he connected his blood with everybody. That was the first one. And then it finishes with Yuha Baha opening his eyes because he was just, like, thinking about it. And then boom. We're back to reality. Then the second clip we get, which is one's more relevant to you, Jose, we go straight to Wekamundo. Urahara is monitoring Chad and Orihime as they're going to train with some mysterious person behind him. I don't know who that could be once again. Then we cut over to back up to the Soul Palace where shirtless Ichigo is shown.
Back and front.
Which
but we
got lots
still
of
don't get Rukia, but.
Yep. We get lots of screams about shirtless Ichigo. And then Ichibei is there telling Ichigo that he basically needs to surpass being a Soul Reaper. And this is where we get our anime-only scene where Ichigo is wielding a wooden sword as the walls begin to appear. And he's brought to a sacred place to test if he's worthy of being a Soul Reaper.
So that is an anime-only scene
that's going to be coming into the first episode.
That's awesome.
We hop to Shunsui. This is still the same clip. And he basically is thinking how he hopes everything is going well for Ichigo. And he's just kind of thinking that outside the squadron barracks. He's like, all right, well, let's begin. And then that's the end of that second clip right there.
Oh, that's pretty fire.
Yeah, super cool. We do get a little bit of commentary from Morita during this. And that's where he fills in that the training scene was not in the original manga. And according to Kubo, the scene was happening in his head as he was writing the original manga. And so since it's an anime, he decided to show what Ichigo was doing during all of that time. And since there was no original, it's like there is no guide. So Kubo and I talked a lot for this scene. But Ichigo, his back muscles on. So even he's like, damn, like, that's good. So I guess he talks about later, which I'll maybe hop around and we'll put it all in one. Morita talks about basically pre-COVID, they all now record from home. Or like because of COVID, they all now record from home.
Post-COVID.
But before, they would all be in the same room doing all the scenes together. So that's like
that sounds so cool.
Rukia, Uryu, like they'd all be in the room doing all at the same time. But now they're slowly getting back to that. So now they'll have like a couple people in there together, but it's still not back to full. So a lot of times when he's recording, Kubo is in the recording studio with
him. That's badass.
And, oh, what? Yo, really?
Yeah, and so for a lot of the stuff that he's doing, like these anime-only scenes, he's able to ask Kubo about it. And so he's like having a full conversation with Kubo, like, okay, so like what is he thinking during the scene? Or like, what is this? And he does it for multiple recording sessions, he says him and Kubo talk a lot.
Damn, that's so cool. Having him be your buddy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He says he's like in all of the recording sessions. He's like super hands-on.
Oh, what a badass. I love it.
And I guess he was for Core One as well, but he was more kind of like, he would give his notes here and there and like, you know, let you know what's up. This time he's like full on, like in the
hands on. Oh, I love it.
Well, I mean, Core One didn't have a lot of anime only scenes.
It's true. And even before Core Two was, you know, being worked on, Kubo was like, yo, Core Two, we're going to fucking hit the ground running with these anime only scenes. And I was like, oh shit. Awesome.
Fills in the gaps. I love it. Mm-hmm.
So on our third clip that we have here, we get another anime-only scene coming up. And this one focuses on Uryu and Yuha Baha. They're having a little bit of a conversation, which this does happen in the manga. This is 100% happening, but there's one scene in here that is anime-only. And Uryu is asking why is he going to be the successor. And Yuha Baha replies that if you think a little bit, it should be obvious. Uryu, why are you still alive? And this is the anime-only scene. It cuts this scene of like a kid version of Uryu in a graveyard with a bunch of crosses and graves around him. And Yuha Baha chimes in and says, Uryu, you are the only Quincy in history to survive the Ashwallen. And Uryu says he always wondered why he survived when his mom didn't. And confirms to Uryu that the Quincy and Surrenders can never get along, or the Quincy's and the Soul Reapers can never get along. And confirms who he really is. Uryu states he severed all ties to come here to bury the Soul Reapers. And the scene ends with Yuha Baha beckoning Uryu to join him. And he drinks a cup of his blood and says, yes, your majesty. And that's where we find out Uryu is going to be given the letter A, same as Yuha Baha.
Boo, Uryu.
So the anime original scene is the graveyard one. And Morita follows that up with some commentary saying, in part two, the separation, there's going to be a lot of scenes that don't appear in the original. So he said it's going to be basically a part two, like this anime, the season, is going to be part two that you cannot look away from because there's going to be so many.
Oh, I love this so much.
I'm so hyped. Oh, I'm so hyped for this.
I'll watch it multiple times just so I can make sure it's all good.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then the very last thing, Marita like hands out all the prizes to all the people that took up a lot of time there. And Marita gives one last message and says, thank you so much for so many of you coming out. Did you have fun? Thousand Year Bloodwork Core 2 has amazing visuals, amazing sound. I think it will blow you away, so please look forward to it. Everyone will definitely watch it. Thank you very much. And he was just like a fucking awesome guy all the way through and through.
He seemed so cool. Nice.
So loving, like just so hype, just with everybody. He was come out to cheers and put his like hand up to his ear. He was awesome. He was so cool. And then after the panel, everybody was clearing out and stuff. And I was thinking, because I so badly want to get a signature from this guy, I was like, how do they get the people in and out of that room? Because, you know, it's not a main event. So it's like they have to have a little side entrance somewhere where they get them in. And so I was just kind of hanging out. We were heading out. And I told Katie, go out to the side because we were going to head out towards where the food trucks are. And of course, as I'm going there, I see some people kind of just hanging out on the side. And I'm like, I bet they literally just walked
in. They know what's up. Yeah.
So I'm hanging out and Marita comes out. I'm like, yo. And some guys were giving him like they wanted him to sign some artwork that he drew. He drew like a half version of Ichigo and Grimmjow's face and he wanted him to sign it.
Oh, that'd be super cool if he did.
But the translator's like, oh, sorry, like Marita's not going to sign anything, but he'll like come out and take it. And like Marita wanted to come out and take a look at it. He's like, oh, no. Yeah. Like, so he like looked at it and stuff and said like it looked really cool. And then he's giving handshakes. And I was like, oh, I was like, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And he was like, no, it's good. It's good. I was like, oh, so I got to shake his hand.
You should have done the Owetsu praise, you know, like
Your
hands and knees.
Yeah, awesome fucking guy. So he was so nice all the way through. I kept hoping in my mind that I would somehow bump into him and I could get
people
him
were bumping into him all over the place. Twitter was blowing up. They're like, oh my God.
Yeah, but I couldn't find him. It was still super cool. We were front row in the bleach.
Yeah, room. I saw
front
that.
Row. So we were like right there and it was awesome. It was such a good experience. It was so cool. I still think Bleach should have been in the main event just because of how many people are trying to be there. It was a little tough for like, they don't have, you know, in the main events, they have the screens, but then they have one hanging right in the middle way back. Don't got that in the PTL. So you just kind of hope you got good vision and go from there.
Just start squinting, be like, yeah.
But lots of cool stuff to look forward to. Basically, if I could give a recap, lots of new Bleach merch coming out, official, both Uniqlo and from Viz Media.
Let's go.
Hella new scenes coming to Bleach Core 2, The Separation. And, you know, Marita's just an awesome guy.
He seems like such a cool guy.
He's just a fucking awesome guy. So with that, we're going to move on to our next topic here. We have a new Bleach video game that's coming out.
Finally. This
was not, weirdly enough, not talked about at all at Anime Expo. And I thought that would have been a fucking killer drop to be like, yo, there's a new Bleach video game. Because they talked about that shitty-ass Jujutsu Kaisen video game that's coming out.
Yeah,
Which just looks like fucking garbage. Excuse my language. But it's made by the My Heroes One Justice people. Nobody fucking played that game. I don't know why they let them make
another
game.
We tried it, right? We did. We're like, it's fucking sucked dick.
But here's Bandai Namco shitting out another arena fighter. So this time it's Jujutsu Kaisen, of all things, which they deserve better than that. So we're getting Bleach Soul Resonance. That's going to be coming out here. It's scheduled to come out, I think, 2024. So I don't think it's going to come out. But they have open beta stuff planned as well as closed beta stuff that you can sign up for. They are already doing a like special follow and retweet thing, and they'll raffle some stuff off to you guys. Literally, the trailer was popping off like last day of Anime Expo and today. So it looks really good. From what I can tell, it's a RPG like fighting action game, like a kind of a slashing fighting action game.
Mobile,
PC, and console port eventually.
Okay.
So for sure, mobile. PC has been reported to follow, air quotes, shortly after. So hopefully that means like same thing, you know, but mostly mobile. I think they're going to go for sort of the Genshin Impact sort of setup.
Oh, okay. I see.
It's got the mobile version, it's got the PC version, and then obviously the PC version and console set all that up and do the whole thing all the way across the board. So far, it looks pretty good. I am hopeful on this game. I guess this company that is making the Bleach Soul Resonance game has previously made a One Piece game
that was very, very,
it was still a gacha game, but it was very free-to-play friendly.
Okay, I like that, though, because everything else is you got to pay for this, get some orbs. Yeah. We all know the orb
grind. They're
going
to have the same setup. So they've already kind of data mined a couple of stuff about, like, here's the token system, like, here's the, you know, what the resources. So that's already been on there. Like, some people have been posting that. But it should be a lot, and there's a lot better of a system than what we know with BBS.
Okay, that's good.
There's not much information about this out yet. I really scoured to try to find a lot of this stuff, but there's a trailer. There is like a teaser that's out as well. Looks infinitely better than the Jujutsu Kaisen game, and it's a fucking mobile game.
Here's the important question. If it's kind of a gacha game, can I take Hanataro and make him fight Aizen?
I'm sure you have to. They've only shown canon fights so far with Ichigo. Obviously, you have the Ichigo and Kenpachi, right? And then the Ichigo and the Byakuya fight. Those are the only things they've shown so far. But it looks cool. It looks like it reminds me of the old school kind of boss games in the Bleach PS3 game is what reminds me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it kind
of
does.
Where it's like you're kind of dodging a lot of projectiles being thrown at you. You're trying to attack the guy. It looks really good. I'm interested to see what they're going to do with it and how it's going to play. And I hope there's a multiplayer aspect to it. I assume there's going to be. I feel like most games nowadays, they got to have a multiplayer aspect to it.
Yeah, at least some bit of it.
But that's, I don't know if you guys have seen any more information about it. That's all I know about Bleach Soul Resonance. 2024 action RPG slashing game, and that's it.
Okay, when this comes out, Jose, you, me, Grimmjow, 1v1.
Oh, are we going all the way?
Winner, or the loser never gets to touch Grimmjow ever again.
That's fine. I'm a Stark main anyway.
He's like, fuck this. So nothing to lose for Pythies, everything to lose for Jose. So exactly. It'd be perfect. It looks really good. And I it makes me wonder, because I don't know if you guys remember, Kubo previously had mentioned that he even was looking at a Bleach video game. So is this the one that he was looking at?
Ooh, perhaps,
or is
another,
there a different one on the horizon? Because I've not seen any official commentary on that from him. So I wonder if that's going to be coming.
Oh, I hope so. Mm-hmm. That'd be so sick.
Yeah. I did see one other bit of information specifically related to Core 2 and Bleach Thousand Blood War as a whole. Kubo was asked on Club Outside, or Club Inside. I don't know what the fuck it's called. Which I want to be a part of. So if any of you guys,
I do
fan,
too.
Like, fucking let me use your address so I can be part of Club Inside. Like, please, for the love of God.
My God. Yeah, because you can't get it in the States, I think.
You can't. You have to have an address inside of Japan.
Oh, my God.
I tried yeah. very hard.
Yeah. So he was asked if the Soul King has a name. The current
one. I did see that.
Yes. And he said he does have a name, and maybe that will show up later.
Oh, my God. He's teasing so hard.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a classic Pythies tease.
It does.
Like, we'll get to that later.
Yep.
It's like a little bit of a tease for season 2 coming as well, because the Soul King's gonna be ever present in Core 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Potentially Core 3. It was the debate we were having last time, and depending on where this season's gonna end. So it could be really interesting. It leaves a lot on the table.
I'm excited so far.
Everything looks really good. So they had the key visual come out. I don't think they've done any other teasers. I mean, the first episode literally comes out Saturday. Saturday it'll be out. It'll be interesting to see what time it's going to be out for us.
I think it's usually in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that'll be real, real good.
Oh, I'm excited for that.
This is all just hype.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited for it. And I have to wait 2 whole days now.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking awesome. So before we go, that was just a quick little recap of all the Anime Expo stuff. I highly recommend, if you guys can, try to attend an Anime Expo, especially if there's the Bleach panel happening. Jose was there last year. He unfortunately couldn't go this year, but I've been to both of them, and every time the audience is fucking awesome, amazing, and they really go all out for Bleach for the panel.
Just last year alone, though, that was the saddest part. Like, I was like, I'm going to miss the Bleach panel this year. Unfortunately, I have a wedding and shit to take care of, so... But I was so excited for that. And I was like, oh, Sam's going to have such a good time. And then he showed me the picture. And I was so jealous. Right in the front row. You're like, you could lock eyes with him if you wanted.
I stole that seat. Because here was the good thing. The Persona people are only there for Persona.
Exactly.
All right?
Yeah.
They ain't going to stick around for anything else. Because Persona is a gangbusters, like, fucking popular franchise. And a lot of them, unfortunately, was there for, like, Matt Mercer, which, you know, is fine.
Hey,
he's a cool guy. Yeah. But the moment that panel was up, everybody fucking dipped. And I was already close to the front, so I fucking ran my ass right to the front. And the moment somebody was packing up the bag, I just stood there like it was Disneyland. I was waiting for a table. Yeah.
Let's go.
Just sat down. And then we had another guy who I didn't get his name. He was super nice. We were talking to him the whole time. Sat right next to us. The moment the Persona one came up, Bleach hat, Bleach shirt. I was like, you waiting for the Bleach panel? Yep.
He just switched. He's like, hold on, mate. Let's go.
It was like, all right. So it was cool. The audience was awesome. Everybody was very respectful. It was a very good time. I enjoyed it a lot. So I recommend, if you guys can. And then, of course, don't forget my pro tip. Dress up in cosplay. Wait for the line last second and hope you get one of those numbers so you get some signed goods. While we're here, before anybody goes anywhere, I have some of the signed or the stuff they were giving away. So, Jose, you can hold one of those as well. Bleach Iron-On, patches? I guess what you call it, of the Substitute Soul Reaper badge. We have a bunch of these, so stay tuned. Episode 1, when that drops, we'll probably give away a lot of these. And then we also have the Bleach Thousand Year Blood War Core 2 poster, which I have a absolute shit ton of these as well, Jose, for you. So this is the key visual they announced when Core 2 was coming out. We have Ichigo and Uryu right here. We have an absolute ton of them, so stick around for that. We should be giving some of those out as well. And I think that's all that we have in terms of giveaways. That stuff was being given away at Anime Expo. If you're going to Comic-Con, I bet they'll give them away there as well. If not, stick around. Subscribe. Like. Make sure you share with your friends. We'll be back to talk about our reactions to episode 1 of Core 2 this weekend. So it should be a lot of fun. We hope to see you guys then. Any last words from you guys?
I love you.
Okay.
That's I love you too, Jose.
Okay. And Pythy stole it from the audience. All right. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you guys next time. Bye, everybody.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.